Okay, today's daf is Megillah Yerushalmi daf Ches, and we continue today with the next Mishnah. Here in Megillah, Zayin Amabez, the Mishnah about Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. And there's some language in the Yerushalmi here that sounds very lumdish, as we'll see. It's not exactly how it appears in the Bavli. So Karasa Megillah Adar Rishon. What happens if I read the Megillah in the first Adar, but it's Adar Rishon, and all of a sudden, Beis Din tells me, you know what, you thought was Purim, wasn't really Purim. Right? You got to, we're going to push off, Pesach another month. Or, I didn't know what to do. But now they tell me, Karnas, I was by the Sheni, I got to read another Sheni. The Adar Rishon Megillah did not count, and therefore you have to read it again in Adar Sheni. And the Pashup Shad of the Mishnah, is that the Ibur, the decision, was after the Megillah Kriya. That's the simple Pshad, as the Gemara is going to talk about. Because it says, Vinisabra, after you read it. What's the difference between the first and the second Adar? Mikra Megillah and Matanos Levyonim, right? And maybe the other mitzvah Sayom, right? The Gemara is going to relate to it a little bit. That, you know, none of the mitzvahs. And what about the Dalet Parshios, as we know, also is that's also another difference. So the Pnei Moshe says this is an Ein Bein, but it's not Dafka. It's not all Ein Beins are all inclusive. This is an Ein Bein regarding these halachas. The Pnei Moshe says also Mishloach Manos, and the Seder Parshias, the Mishnah is just not interested in talking about that issue right now. What does apply in both months? So that's what Gemara is going to say, maybe Hesped V'tainus. Hesped V'tainus applies in both months, meaning even on what we call Purim Katan, in the first Adar, so you're not allowed to have a Spedim or fast. That's what Tosfos says. Tosfos says here on this Mishnah, Vavim Abeis, Tosfos says in the Katan Sugya of the Gemara on this Mishnah, V'yesh Noagin La'asos Yimei Mishneh V'Simcha Ba'arba Asar U'Bachamisha Asar Shal Adar Rishon. There are those that have a minug to have days of Simcha, even in the first Adar. V'riyata D'masni Sonami Mashmakein. And that's what it sounds like from the Mishnah. Mita Kamar Ella Mikra Megillah. Because it says Ella Mikra Megillah. U Matanos La'aniyim or Matanos Levyonim Bilvad. Mechal Delinya Mishnah V'Simcha Zev Zashavin. So Tosfos says it sounds like regarding Hesped V'Tainus or Mishnah V'Simcha Shavin. V'lo Nihira Tosfos says I'm not so convinced. So I'm reading B'Gemara. Halinyan Hesped V'Tainus Zev Zashavin. Mechal D'Simcha Mishte Leka. D'Akarchach Lo Talya Habaha. The Isser Tainus might not be Tully on the Ribuy Simcha, even though I just used the words interchangeably before. The Talya Habaha Lashmina Demishta V'Simcha Na'aguba. Umi Mela Neser Behesped V'Chulu. V'Chein Halacha Dein Tzorach L'Hachmir La'asos Mishta V'Simcha Ba'ad Rishon. Tosfos says, some people do it, but the Halacha is Ein Tzorach L'Hachmir. One doesn't have to be Machmir to have a Suda, to be Machmir, to have Mishta V'Simcha on Adar Rishon. That's the last simin in all of Arachayim. Last simon in all of our Achaim, that's where the Shulchan Aruch says, quotes this halacha. The Shulchan Aruch says, Yom Yud Dal V'Teslav Shabbat the Rishon, Eino Flan Apanayim, we don't say Tachnun, Veino Omer Mizbar Yancha Hashem Yom Sarah, V'Asurim Behesmet V'Tainus. Right? Asur Behesmet V'Tainus. Fine, that we know. Avol Shar Dvarim Eino Agim Bohem. But other things we're not knowing. Nothing else on this day. V'Yesh Omerim Da Pes V'Tainus Mutarim. And some say even Hesmet V'Tainus is Mutar. We'll have to see that. From the Rush. That's what the Rush says, as we'll see. V'haminaka svar rishona. The Ramah says, v'haminaka svar rishona, there is an isser of Hesped V'Tainus. But then Tosfos said, then the Ramah says, yesh omrim, Shulchan Aruch didn't say this. The Shulchan Aruch paskin is l'chora like me'ikra din of Tosfos, that there's no idea, there's no inyan to be lahachmir. The Ramah adds, yesh omrim, he quotes this daya, shechayev laharbos b'mishnev v'simcha b'yudal shabad rishon. Some say, chayev laharbos. V'eino again kein. But the Ramah says, no. There's no chiyuv to be marbe, umikal makom, yarbek sas besuda, kede lotse yideya machmirim. But have a little extra to be yotse the daya of the machmirim, mishnebura. Hagos tajbeis kots of the yesh laharbos, yibchil mi paris, rogil laharbos, v'chulu. And then the Ramah adds in on four more words. V'tov lev mishte tamid. Right, that's how the Ramah ends all of our achayim. Tov lev mishte tamid. Does that mean that a tov lev is besimcha tamid, right? The mafarshim point out that the Mishnah Berurah just read v'zeh shi'ma ramah tov lev shetamid shetov laharbos l'kavod anes shenase bitim alalu. Good. Some point out that this connects to the first ramah. The first ramah in the Arachayim, right? We have the shnei tmidim shivisi Hashem lenegdi tamid Tov Lev Mishnah Tamid. If somebody is always Shivisi Shalaydi Tamid, then they'll always be in the state of Tov Lev Mishnah Tamid. Those are the Ramah. But that Ramah, the last Ramah on Aruch Chaim, is about Purim Katan. Okay. Says the Mishnah. As we just said, you do everything in the second Adar. Masnisa, says the Gemara now, Nahavamina, Bishibro Vyacharka Karosa. The Gemara assumes that maybe the first the Mishnah meant only when are you not Yotzei with your Krias Megillah in the first Adar. If you knew there was going to be an Adar Sheni, Bishan is Abra, Bezdin was already Ma'abra the Shana, you know there's going to be two Adars, and then you learned Avavaka Karosa, then you read it. So in the first Adar. So then, that's no, because there are reasons, as we'll see in the Gemara, Be'ez Hashem, that you have to read in the second Adar. But what if you didn't know there was going to be another Adar yet? Avalam Karo, Sovia Charkach, Ibru, Lopita. But if you read it because you thought there was only going to be one Adar, and then a week after Purim, Chazal say, no, we're adding on a month, you don't have to read it again. Because in its time, you're going to say, a Kriyas HaMegillah that was Yotzei B'Shaito, you know, is uprooted and Amafreya, not a mitzvah. So says the Gemara, that's the Havamina. But then the Gemara points out, it doesn't sound that way from the Mishnah, though. As we read it, Masnisa Lomer came, but the Mishnah doesn't sound like it. The Mishnah sounds like, even if they were Nisaber after what you laned, Purim, it's still ruined. Avalomer came, Ella, Karasa Megillah Ba'adar Risho, Menisaber Hashana, Karanasa Ba'adar Sheni. You gotta read it again. You're right, it comes out that Lamafreya, you weren't Yotzei. Well, your Brachas Lavatala, you're not gonna get caught in Shemayim for that, right? Because it was Purim. The Bezin didn't decide yet. But Igloy Milsalam Mafreya says the Pnei Moshe Shalo Yatsu Yor Yotzei Yor Chiyev. Period. Rav Simon B'Shem Rabbi Yehuda Ben Levi Ksiv. There's a remez to this idea that you might sometimes have to read the Adar a second time. Lekayim Es Igeres Apurim Azos. Right, to be Mekayim this Igeres Apurim Azos. But there's one more word in the pasuk. Matam Olamar Ashenis. When Esther Amalka sends out the letters a second time, it says Ashenis. So the question is, you know it's the second letters. Read the Megillah. There were letters sent out earlier by Mordechai and Esther, and there's a second one. So why does that have to say Ashenis? To teach me that sometimes you're going to have Ashenis. Sometimes you're going to have a second reading. Elamikanshim, Karo, Sabada, Risho, Menesabra, Ashana, Kona, Sabada, Sheni. Sometimes you're going to have to read it in another Sheni. That's the remez in the Pasuk. It's not the source, but it's the remez in the Pasuk for reading it a second time. Good. Rav Yirmiyah b'shem Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak ma'asu Mordechai the Esther. Mordechai the Esther. What did they do? What do you mean what did they do? We're going to darshan the pasuk that we just quoted. We're going to darshan for something else. The company that says maybe this is arguing on Rav Simon's drasha that we just had. Mordechai and Esther wanted to get Megillas Esther into Tanakh, into Kisvei HaKodesh, right? The last book to get in. So what they do? Kis kasvu igaras v'shalchal raboseinu shakan. They sent letters from Shushan to the rabbis here. Shekan. What does Shekan mean in Eretz Yisrael? Right? Talmud Yerushalmi. Amru lahem. Mekablim atem aleichem shnei yamim tovim alol b'chol shana. Right? Or even, maybe this is about first establishing Purim. We're going to get to the Tanakh a little bit later. But first the question is, they wanted to establish this as holidays. So do you accept to make Purim these 2 days into Yantif? Amru lahen, so the Achikres HaGadola, the rabbi sent back to Mordechai and Esther, lo dayenu atzaras habaos aleinu, what it's not enough the tzaras that we have, elosh atem rotzim lahosif aleinu o tzaraso shalaman. You want to give us more tzaras? What do you mean more tzaras? What kind of more tzaras by establishing Purim? Because we, if we establish a day of Purim that we conquered our enemies, that might rile up the umos ha'olam that we are living around. Oh, you're celebrating defeating your enemies? So it's going to give them more, it's going to give us more tzaras. So that's what they said back to Mordechai and Esther. How remember we had at the end of yesterday's shiur about mistachnin, if there's any danger. Chazru v'kasel emegeret shnia. That's why Mordechai had to send the second letter. That's this pasuk. Hadi hitachsiv l'kayim skip aleihem es higeres haparim azos hashenis. So the question is, what was written in that second letter to convince them? Mahavikasev, right, the first time it didn't work. What was written in the second letter to convince them? Amru lahem, they said, Mordechai and Esther said, imidab, sometimes also you could, what they didn't hear, they didn't hear about the Purim story, right? Or they did hear about it, but they still had reservations, right? We have to think that they saw the Yad Hashem and they, it's a Megillas Esther, but it must be that they, Mishum Eva, they were still nervous. So Amru lahem, imidab arzeatem misyarim, if you're nervous about that, what, that they're going to think that, oh, we're celebrating the downfall, Hari Yiksuva, Umale, Bar Koim. It's already listed in their history books. Right? We're not telling them anything new. Hallowing suvim, I'll say for divrei hayamim, l'malchei madai uparas, like the Megillah ends. Right? It's known already. So that's not an excuse. Oh, we're going to publicize. It's publicized. Everybody knows. So therefore, that is not a danger. Period. Reshmuel bar Nachman b'shem Reb Yonasan, shmonim v'chamisha zakenim. Look at these numbers. 85 zakenim, umehem shloshim v'kama neviim. And amongst them, 30 plus neviim. Interesting, doesn't give a number. So there were 85 and 30 plus. So the Mefarshim wonder, is this the Ajik Nesa Gedola? Weren't there 120? Right? Was there a sliding scale? Sometimes there was 120, sometimes there were less? Right? What does this mean? So the Maariv Chayes talks about this in Daf Yud Zayin. He says, well, if you add 85 and 30 something, maybe you'll get to 120. So even though it says the word umehem from them, maybe it doesn't really mean that. It means 85 is a Canaan, and there were 35 Nevi'im, and that would add on to up to 120. Okay? But either way, they were pained about this thing. What were they pained as? So this is what I mentioned before. They were pained because they wanted to figure out a way. It seems like they wanted to get Esther into Tanakh. But you can't just put books into Tanakh. You have to have a makar for it, so to speak. What do you mean? Why do you need a makar for it? If you know a sefer was written Baruch HaKodesh, as the Bavli gives so many different explanations of that. So how do you know? No, but the point is here, this is about a story about a Amalek. There are already Amalek stories in the Torah and in Tanakh. How do we know we should put another story about Amalek? Maybe it's the same messages. How do you know? There's Parshas Beshalach, there's Parshas Zachar in Kiseitse, there's the story of Shaul with Amalek, that's in Nevi'im, and this is going to be in Ksuvim. So how do you know to get it in there? So Amru, they said, Ksiv Eila HaMitzvos, and how do you add on something new? These are the mitzvos that should see Hashem as Moshe, Eilu HaMitzvos should see Hashem as Moshe, Kach HaMalana Moshe, Einavi Acher, Asid L'chadish L'chem Dover Me'ata. Right, they want to add something. They want to add something in. So are we allowed to do that? So lozazu misham nosim nosim adavar. They went back and forth and they didn't move ad sheheir Hakadosh Baruch Hu yisenehem until Hashem lit up their eyes. Literally, sometimes we find in Rishonim the lashon of sod Hashem liray. I've derived it a few times on the Rambam. Uses the lashon of a secret was revealed to me, Sod Hashem Lireyav, or Kach Nigle Ruach HaKodesh Bebeis Medrashenu. There was Ruach HaKodesh in our Beis Medrash, and there's a whole discussion in the Achronim. Is that literal? There was like a nevuah, there was a vision, or no, that's just the Lashon used when I figured something out. When I worked really hard and I figured it out, and I feel like Hashem sent me that Chiddush, so that's the Lashon. But here, Ashahir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zeneyim, Umatsu Osa Ksuvim Atar B'Nevim Ksuvim, and they found a source that you can have Amalek discussed in three places. Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. Three. Why? How do you know all three? Hadahu Dechsiv. This is the Pasuk in the end of B'Shalach. Kitzo Dechsiv. V'yamar Shema Moshe. Ksov Zos Zikaron B'Sefer. Right, write this Zikaron, memory in the Sefer. So we're going to dash in every word. Zos, Zikaron, Basefer. This is also in the Bavli. Zos, the word Zos, that's a reference to Torah. Right? Meaning, the context of that pasuk is by then the Bishalach, by Amalek, when Amalek attacked. So write this in the Sefer, write this in Tanakh. Zos, Torah. Kamod Tamar, Vizos HaTorah, Sher Sam Moshe, Lefnei B'nei Yisrael. Zos is a reference to Torah, because you see the pasuk in Dvarim, Vizos HaTorah. Zikaron, Eilu Nevi'im. Why? How do you know that's Nevi'im? Because that's the pasuk here. That's quoted from Malachi, the end of Nevi'im. Vayikasev sefer zikaron lefanav liyireisha Hashem b'chulu l'chosh v'shmo. That's Nevi'im. B'sefer elu ksuvim. B'sefer, so you know that, ksuvim. V'mamar Esther kiam es divri apurim ha'elev v'nechtav b'sefer. So you have a reference to each of these psukim. You have the same word used, and that's how Chazal figured out that Esther can make it into Tanakh. Rav Shechter has a beautiful piece in Be'ikvei Hatzon, where he discusses every word, because this is also in the Bavli, every word is most appropriate to what it's teaching. Zos, Zikaron, and Basefer. Zos, the Torah, that represents clarity. Remember the Rashi at the beginning of Parshas Matos, and Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky focuses on this Rashi. All other Nevi'im, they were misnabe with Koamar Hashem. Kol Amar Hashem. And Moshe also was Kol Amar Hashem. But Moshe Rabbeinu also had Zeh HaDavar. Zeh, that was Zeh. Zeh in Torah always means you could point to it. There's clarity of vision. V'zeh Maisa HaMenorah. V'zeh B'neinu Zeh Sorer Moreh. You could point to the sun. HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem. Right, the Rosh Chodesh, the context where Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't figure it out and had difficulty. Zeh Keli V'Anveyu, right? Klal Yisrael at Kriyas Yamsuf, right? They were able to point. So all the Zehs always mean you could point. So Zeh HaDavar is the Nevuah, the quality of Moshe Rabbeinu. Only Moshe Rabbeinu got that. And that's Torah. That's Zeh HaDavar. Moshe Rabbeinu had that clarity of vision. I'll just read you the Rashi in the beginning of Matos. Moshe misabe b'kor Amar Hashem b'chatzos alayla. V'anevi'im misabe b'kor Amar Hashem mosif aleihem Moshe shenisnabe b'loshen zeh hadavar. Quoting from the Sifri. And that's what Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky discusses, that all other Nevi'im, they interpreted something, and then they gave over that Nevuah with their own words. Moshe Rabbeinu was not. Dictation. Shechina medaberes mito grono. That's zeh hadavar. So zeh is, that's an appropriate word to allude to Torah. Zeh. Zikaron. In the Torah, often the Midrashim say Zachar really means lahaskir. Zachar, Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho, means to make kiddush. That means lahaskir, not just to remember, to mention. Zachor is lahaskir, to verbalize, and that's exactly what Nevi'im is about. What does the word Nevi'im come from? Niv svasayim, an expression of the lips. So Zachor is a great word to tell me something about Nevi'im. That is number two. Nevi'im. Finally, Basefer, that's Ksuvim, right? It's meant to be written down. How do we learn from Ksuvim? It's meant to be written down and learn from them. Nevi'im, it was originally given as verbal messages and then written down after that. But that's why these three words are very appropriate to teach me the source of Tanakh, Zos, Zikaron, Basefer. And that's how you know the three of Amalek. Rav, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yonasan Bar Kapar, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, they had a different shot. Amru Amagila Zos Nemr L'Moshe Misinai. The rules of darshaning were really given to Moshe. They darshan the pasuk a little differently. It's interesting. The Gemara here doesn't say it. You got to look in the Mefarshim, right? They darshan the psukim differently. Ksov, they darshaned as ksuvim. Ksov Zos Zikaron Basefer. Ksov is ksuvim. Zos Zikaron. Right, is the Basefer, that's the next times when it's three times, twice in Torah and once in Navi. So it's a little strange though, if you have that drasha, as the Karmanita quotes it, because the first pasuk in the first word in the pasuk teaches me Ksuvim, and then Torah, and then Nevi'im. So it's a little out of order. So Gemara says, Ela she'ein muktam u'me'uchar b'Torah. You can still darshan it that way, because it's ein muktam u'me'uchar b'Torah. Which is a little difficult, because usually we say, there is muktam u'me'uchar. The Gemara in the first parak of Psachim says, there's muktam u'me'uchar, but also inyan. Meaning, if the Torah says Vayedaber Hashem Moshe Lemar, you don't read it as Vayedaber Lemar Hashem Moshe. The same inyan. There is muktam u'me'uchar. So it's challenging. Unless the Gemara just means there's no muktam u'me'uchar in terms of drushos. In terms of drushos, you could darshim sukim as if they were in a different order, or something like that. But not dafka, the words themselves. The words themselves, you know, wouldn't be able to say that. There's something to say about the muktam u'me'uchar, but we'll hold on to that for now. Because there's so much on this daf, on all these dafim. Rabbi Yochanan Shimon Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Shimon Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Hanevi'im aksuvim asidin libatel. Whoa. Nach is going to be nullified in the future. Nevi'im aksuvim. V'chamesha sifrei Torah inam asidin libatel. Torah will last, Nach will not last. My time, how do you know? My time, remember, Yerushalmi always means, what's the source? Kol gadol v'lo yasaf. Hashem's call by our Sinai was constant, it didn't end. So what do you mean? That's by Mamad Ar Sinai. So explains the Mefarshim, if you look in the Karban Eida, that's talking about the Aseres HaDibros. Kol gadol v'lo yasaf, Aseres HaDibros, and by Aseres HaDibros, kol HaTorah kula bahen. Wow. Aseres HaDibros, that's all the Torah. And that's what that's how the Rabbi Yochanan darshins from the word kol gadol v'lo yasaf. We had a shiur in the past about that idea, how Aseres HaDibros could be the microcosm, and that's the everything is summarized in there. Rashi at the end of Mishpatim quotes from Sadiagon that says all 613 are included in the Aseres HaDibros. They're really 10 categories. There's a Deya in the Balei HaTosfos that says that when the melech has to have a separate Sefer Torah written, he has to carry a Sefer Torah with him all the time. He has to have one Bebeis Kenazim and one that goes with him all the time. He has to schlep it and carry it all the time. So there is a day in the Baalei Tosfos that it means he just had like an amulet with the Aseres Hadibros written on it. Right? And that was all that he needed. So again, there are other halachas that symbolize. That's maybe why the Minhag of Klal Yisrael is to stand up for Kriyas Aseres Hadibros. Even though the Rambam in the Tshuva got very upset about you showing more covet for one part of the Torah than the other part of the Torah. But it could be that we stand for it because it symbolizes the whole Torah. It's not like one part of Torah is more important than the other part of Torah, like the Taromas Haminim problem in the beginning of Maseches Brachos, but it's symbolic. That's what the Gemara says here, Kol Gadol V'lo Yasaf. So Reb Yochanan says, Nach's going to be Batel. Whoa, except for Torah. Shemen Lakish Amar, Af Megillas Esther, V'halacha Zin Asili Batel. Torah and Megillas Esther and Torah Shebal Peh won't be Batel. Namer Khan called Godov lo Yasav, and Namer Lahalav Vizichram lo Yasum Yizaram. It says in the Megillah, it won't be forgotten. Halachos, Halichos Olam lo. So Halichos is like Halachos Olam will be forever. Right? Very challenging, Ma'amar Chazal. What does this mean? So you might say it's just a Gemara. Okay, it's just a Gemara. Okay, not just a Gemara, but who says it's halachic? But the Rambam quotes it. The last Rambam in Hilchos Megillah. The last Rambam in Hilchos Megillah quotes. Kol Sifrei Hanaviim, V'cholak Suvim, Asidim Li Batel Li Mosa Mashiach. Chutz mi Megillas Esther, Tari Kayemes kechamisha chumshei Torah kahalachos shel Torah shebal peh sheinam b'teilam laolam. Unbelievable, right? This is our Gemara. The Avi shekal zichron atzaras yibatel, and even though the zichron of other tzaras will be batel, Yemei Apurim lo yibatlu. Shneim Rav Yemei Apurim Eila lo yavru mitoch Yehudim v'zichron liyasim yizaram. So it's a perverse pasuk. Says the Rive jumps on the Rambam. How can you say that? Amar Avram Dvar Hedyotos who said this is foolish. This is foolish. Ki lo yibatel sefer mikol asfarim. She'ein sefer she'ein bo limud. Aye, what does Chazal mean? The Rive can't argue on the Gemara. Aval kach amru afilu yibatlu shar svarim milikros bahem. Megillah lo tibata milikros osa betzibur. No, the Rive says, maybe we'll stop reading Haftorahs. Maybe those, the messages of some of those. So we'll stop reading Kriya of other, the mitzvah of kriyasa of svarim, maybe that won't exist in the future. But Megillas Esther will still have that mitzvah of kriya. That's what the Ravid says. So, but again, the Rambam doesn't say that. So the Rashba has a tshuva about this, and the Radvaz, I'll read it from the Radvaz. The Radvaz has a gorgeous tshuva here, Tuf Chaf Ches. This is 8:28. Sha'alti mimeni, you ask me, what did the Midrashim mean? That kolam moadim betelam v'mei apurim lo betelam, right? Not just the Megillas Esther, but there's another Chazal that says all the holidays are going to be batel. So what lo tigra Yom Kippur is going to be batel. Says the Radvaz, aval daiti apuuta ki ilu hamidrashim achayasu beim adabrim liyos haMashiach shetarbe hatova v'hasimcha v'hamenucha v'atayinug. There's going to be such spiritual bliss at that stage. Ad sheyu kol hayamim shavim etzel bnei adam. Every day is going to be fully spiritual bliss. It's going to be like a yontif. So all the Yom Tovim are going to be subsumed with basically regular life. Ki'ilu nisbatlu ha-moedim. Shein hefresh bein chol l'moed. There won't be a difference between chol and moed. Lo shetisbatel ha-mitzvah chas v'shalom. Avi me'apurim yunuskar menasim. Avi shein ha-minatorah. But Purim is going to be remembered because we're going to remember the tzaris that led up to it. We're going to remember that. What about Sheba Mitzrayim? So he talks about it. And then he says at the end, and also what people ask me. You have to know how to understand Midrashim. He says, some people say there's a Medrash that says that, why is the Chazer called a Chazer? Because it's going to be Chozer Lehetero in the future. Because it's going to become kosher in the future. So he says, what? The mitzvahs aren't going to change. So what does that mean? So he says the same thing. Jews, we're going to have so much food and plenty to eat, it'll be as if Chazer's Mutter. I mean, we won't feel any limitations. Right? He says, Al Dera Chasod, he writes in brackets, he says, Al Kabbalah, maybe there's a malach that's called Chazriel, that is one of the prosecutors, and Hashem's gonna make him into one of the defense attorneys. So maybe that's what it means that the Chazer is gonna turn. Okay. Okay, we continue. As you see here, there's a ton here, we're just doing our best. Remember this from the Bavli. Also, Hashem saw that Haman was going to pay a lot of money to destroy the Jews. Hashem says, I'm going to get my kids to give money beforehand. Lefichach makdimin v'korim parashas shkalim. That's why we read shkalim before the first of the dollar parashas. Rabbi Yavo, b'shem Rabbi Elazar, because now we get to the sources. How do you know that the second Adar is the one that you lay the Megillah in? B'chol shana v'shana. Hikish shana. So it says b'chol shana v'shana, shot number one. Hikish shana shi muberes l'shana sheni muberes. The pasuk compares the years Ashana Muberes and Ashana Shana Muberes. Mashana Shana Muberes, Adar Samach Lanisan. Just like if it's a non-leap year, you lay the Megillah in the month close to Nisan. Ashana Shi Muberes, Adar Samach Lanisan. That's one makar. Number two, Amar Michael, Bokati Lismo Gula La Gula. Ah, we want to put Purim next to Pesach. Right? That's why we push it off. Even though the Gemara says in the Bavli, you should say, in my beer, no la mitzvahs. No, but we want to put the Gula next to it. Number two. Number three. Rabbi Levi, B'shem Rav Chanan bar Hanina. Osa Shana Isa Muberes. The Purim year, it took place in an Adar Sheni. My time, what's the remez? Miyom liyom, mechodesh lechodesh shnei masar, hu chodesh Adar. What's the extra phrase of chodesh Adar? We already said the 12th month. It must be sometimes Adar is the 13th month. Right? And that's when the Purim story happened, says the Gemara. Period. So now the Gemara asks a great question, but it's so illustrative here in this language of the Yerushalmi. Which is the real Adar and which is the added month? Adar Harishon Tosefes, Adar Hasheni Tosefes. Which is the extra one? Lamai Nafgamina, what's the difference? My Beneyon, Rishol Barav Yitzhak Amar Shnei, change the Gerasa, Kvasim Beneyon. Sheep. What do you mean sheep? For many Karbanos, Karban Sibor, the animal has to be within its first year. Before its first birthday. So that's a big nafgamina. No, you have an animal, a sheep that's born on the 15th of Adar in a regular year. And the following year is leap. So when is this carbon kosher? Siz tamer Adar harishon tosefes. If you say the first Adar is the extra one, so then the real Adar is the second one. So then this animal has 13 months within which you can give it as a carbon. Shana aruchahi. Then you got a long year. Itamar Adar Hasheni Tosefes, but if you say it's the second Adar, that's the extra one. Ein lo ela chamisha asar Adar Rishon, then you gotta give this, if you wanna use this as a carbon, you have to use it within its first year before Adar Rishon. So, that's the question. Which, will the real Adar please step forward? Meaning, it's interesting, we just mentioned, the fact that we read the Megillah in the second Adar, why didn't the Gemara just prove it from there? Doesn't that show that that's the real Adar? It must be that that's based on the Pasuk, but really, for other halachas of Adar, you wouldn't go by that. So Amar Reb Aibo Bar Nagri Masis Amar Kain. But don't you get it from the Mishnah? Adar Harishon Tosefes. Don't you get it from the following Mishnah that the first Adar is the one that's added on? Why? The Tanin and Taman, because we learned over there in the Mishnah in Idios. Hein Hei Idu Shem Abernes Hashana Kol Adar. Bezim is allowed to add on a month, the entire Adar, even the last day of Adar, Shayu Omrim Ada Purim. People used to think that they have to do it by Purim. But Hein Hei Idu, these rabbis said, Shem Abernes Hashana Al Tanai. You could be ma'aber it up until the last day, and you could also be ma'aber al tanai. What is al tanai? You could only be ma'aber the shana if the nasi is there. What if the nasi is on vacation? What if the nasi is not there? So you could be ma'aber it al tanai that when he finds out, he'll agree. But what do you see from the first halacha in the Mishnah? Hada amra adar harishon tosefes. It must be the first month is the added on, and the second one is real. Why? Itamar adar hasheni tosefes. If you think the second one is the extra one, and the first month is the real one, Lokie malshasa uma'aberla? What does that mean? It says that you could be ma'aber on the last day of Adar. Let's say it's the 30th day of Adar, Frank Kanievsky says. Thursday, in the 30th in the afternoon. It's basically not Adar anymore. And you're going to tell me you could add on a month to the year? Right? Is that appropriate? You don't even have a day left and you could add on a month? It must be that really this is the extra one. So when you add on, it shows that you still have a month left to the year. This first one is an extra one. So that's what the Gemara suggests, how you read that Mishnah. Because the fact that you could do it on the last day and you have such little left, it wouldn't make sense to have such so little time for the year left. And then you could add on. It must be you still have a month left to the year. Fine. Mar Ukva, Ashkach, Trey Igren. Mar Ukva, who was the Reish Galusa, he found two letters. He found two letters, and each of these letters he thinks is a machlokas, which is the real Adar. Because, remember from the Masechah Sanhedrin, when the Sanhedrin decided to add on a month to a year, they sent out letters to the Gola to explain their decision. So Bechad, Ksiv, in one letter Ma'ukva found, Ksiv, Vishvar ba'apayu ba'api chavrai, it's good in my eyes and in the eyes of my friends, Mosaf al-Shasad l'asin yomin, he found a letter that said, we're going to add on 30 days. Ubachada, in another letter he said, Ksiv, Vishvar ba'apayu ba'api chavrai, it's good in my eyes and my friends, says Mosaf al-Shasad, Yerach yomin. Yerach is another word for a month, but it generally means 29 days. So you have one letter that said that Beis Din decided to add on a month, 30 days. Another one that said they added on a month, 29 days. What's going on here? So generally, the Gemara says, generally, Adar Rishon was always 30 days, Adar Sheni was 29 days. So there's a machlokas between the letters, which was the added one. Manda Amar Tlasa Yom, the one that says it was we're going to add on 30 days, Adar HaRishon Tosefes. It must be Adar Rishon Tosefes, because that's the one that's 30 days. O Manda Amar Yerach Yomin, if you hold the Yerach Yomin, they added on a 29-day month, Adar HaSheni Tosefes, because the second month is always 29 days. The first one is 30 days, the second one is 29 days. The month before Nisan is always 29 days. So isn't that a raya? Isn't that a raya that that's the machlokas between the letters? Gemara said, no, imen adal lesh shamam in aklum. There's no raya from the letters. Why? Because bidieved, you could also flip 30 and 29. It's not a din likuva. Dam Rav Yaakov bar Achav, Rav Yudan Gezori, Rav Simon b'shem Rav Shuv ben Levi. Switch the lot, though, we're going to go with Rav Chaim Kanievsky's girsa. Asa, shnei chadashim mu'ubarin. If they made both months 30, or iber esa sheni v'lo iber esa rishon, they flipped it. They did 29 and 30, 29. Masha asa asui, period. Meaning it's no raya. Let's add on 30, let's add on 29. Because if you flip it, you flip it. 30 doesn't mean it's a raya, that that's the first, and 29 the second. So therefore there's no raya that there's a machlokas based on those letters. Okay, we skip the next five words. Tini. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer. Mitzvahs, getting back to the topics of our Mishnah. Mitzvahs in August, Adar Sheni, and August, Adar Rishon. All the mitzvahs of Adar Sheni, you don't do an Adar Rishon. Except for Hespin and Tainus. That's what the Gemara says. The Rush is the one. The Rush says, here in Megillah, in Perek Aleph Simin Zayin, if you know before Purim Katan that there's going to be another extra Adar, then there is no Purim Katan. They're just regular days. It's just like Shvat. It says, why should it be anything special? You know it's not going to be Purim. It's only if the morning of Purim you find out, oh, there's going to be another Adar, okay, you'll treat these as still Kadosh. But says the Rush, otherwise not. The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch don't make any chilukim. They seem to say that, right, the Shulchan Aruch quoted this Deya. I take it back. The Shulchan Aruch quoted both Deyas. The Rambam doesn't quote any chilukim. Again, meaning, even if you know if it's not going to be Purim this month, you still say Purim Katan has a certain status. Rebarab, Yirmiyah, B'Shem Rav, Rav Simon, Rav Shem, Rav Shem, and Levi. Halak, Rav Shem, Gamliel. We pass it like this, Rav Shem, Gamliel. About Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni. Reb Chuna, Rabba, the Sibar, and Amar Hinig, Rabbi Chanina, the Sibar, and Kadar, Rishon, Gamliel. We don't pask in that way, but the Minug is like that. Lo Amar Ela Hinig, Hala Halacha, Lo. It's the Minug, but it's not the Halacha. Ava Le'inyin Shtaros, but the Gemara adds, regarding Shtaros, Kosvin Adar Rishon, Va'adar Asheni. But regarding Shtaros, you write Adar in both months. Even though Purim is in the second month, right? You could write Adar in both months. El Shakosvin Adar Asheni, Tinyin. But in the second month, you write Adar Sheni. You say Adar Sheni. That doesn't mean that's the real Adar. It could mean just for practical purposes. So Lav Dafka, that it's conceptual. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Adar Sheni Kosef Tuf Vidayo. You don't even have to write. You don't have to write Sheni. You can write Tuf. Tuf is like Tinyana. That's second Adayo, and that would be enough. Okay, we have to stop here. But Hashem will continue more next time.